Good day, I'm Anjui James Sawyers with JIS Evening News for Monday, September 12. Coming up, U.S. Ambassador commits to work with Jamaica to host more trade delegations, government to focus on campaign finance reform, and Ministry of National Security signs MOU with Fight for Peace. The news in detail after this message. Farmers, researchers, entrepreneurs, come learn about opportunities to grow your business and make it climate resilient at the Climate Smart Agriculture Symposium, September 13 to 14 at the Jamaica Pegasus Hotel, hosted by the Jamaica Rural Economy and Ecosystems Adapting to Climate Change JA Reach 2 under the theme, Growing Agriculture and Incomes in the Face of Climate Change. Call 946-1602-3 or go to acdivoca.org/CSA Symposium to register and to learn more. Now the news. U.S. Ambassador to Jamaica Luis G. Moreno has committed to work with the government to host more trade delegations in Jamaica. Ambassador Moreno says targeting specialized stakeholder groups in both the public and private sectors in America through trade shows will generate numerous growth opportunities for the country. He adds that he will make the facilities of the United States Embassy available to help ensure the trade delegations are successfully executed.
We have to really encourage trade delegations. We should maybe make a mutual effort to contact every governor of all 50 states to encourage people to come here and have trade delegations. We could have foreign commercial service officers come down, show them the rope. You guys can use the embassy, use the American facilities, my residence, entertain these guys, show them. There's so much more that we can do.
The U.S. ambassador was speaking at the recent Jamaica-U.S. Bilateral Relations Forum held at the regional headquarters of the University of the West Indies. A trade delegation is a group of public and private sector executives from a particular country who visit another country to meet similar people to establish business relationships. The Ministry of National Security has signed a Memorandum of Understanding with international non-governmental organization Fight for Peace as part of efforts to assist at-risk youth in communities impacted by violence. The MOU will facilitate the establishment of a framework for the effective operation and governance of the various collaborative projects between the ministry and its agencies at Fight for Peace.
Crime and lawlessness are global issues that confront every country, and we need to be able to share ideas and best practices with each other in order to overcome this common enemy. The collaboration with Fight for Peace is an excellent example of this approach.
National Security Minister Robert Montague. The Fight for Peace NGO is based in Brazil and has been operating in Jamaica since 2014. It is a program geared towards youth that involves the use of sports, specifically boxing and martial arts, as these are critical areas to reduce crime and create safer communities. The initiative also provides support services such as counseling and mentoring. The government will focus on campaign finance reform as a matter of national importance. Minister of Justice Deroy Chuck says the issue is one that the public has a right to be informed on, and the government is willing to entertain meaningful dialogue on the way forward. He notes that the political process will have to move in line with the realities of the times, adding that there has to be transparency and a belief that the country is serious about addressing how political parties are funded.
There's no reason why the regulations cannot be put in place. There can be no doubt that politicians and both political parties must now see themselves not as private clubs, but as national organizations, and they're responsible to the public at large.
Minister Chuck was addressing a Ministry of Justice community sensitization session in St. James recently. He says once the legislation is in place, all funding above a certain amount must be declared so the public at large can see who is donating to which political party or to which individual candidate. And the Ministry of National Security is to restructure and expand the Jamaica Combined Cadet Force, JCCF, to boost its efficiency. State Minister for National Security Senator Pernell Charles Jr. says the expanded role of the organization will form part of the National Security Strategy for Crime Prevention through Social Development. Cadets are being equipped to serve as ambassadors in their respective schools and communities, where they will encourage their peers to be disciplined and to engage in nonviolent conflict resolution. The JCCF comprises 2,096 male and 442 female cadets across 77 schools. That was JIS News. I'm Anjui James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.